Hello, Creative Spirits listeners. I'm so excited to be here today and talk to you because we are talking about Ramblings to an Awakened Healer by Kate Darnell, who, as you know, is our lovely co-host. And there you go. It's such a beautiful cover. We need to talk about the whole thing, Kate. I want to talk about the cover. I want to talk about trusting. I want to talk about the whole process of how it came out. But before we go any further, there's two things I want to quickly read, which is The Force She Will Rise and The Nearly There. And it's very much at the beginning of the book, so anyone can read this, but there's two things that I just love about this, and then we'll go. But first, I just want to read this out for everybody. So, for she will rise, help others to rise. She will give open-heartedly, but not to her own detriment. For she will release the need to judge herself, to criticize, to hurt. She will not see the world wounded, screwed up, a mess. She will continue to see it as one healing journey, a realm of possibility. One with soul, the connected adventure, which hadn't even started yet, which is all we have right now. And I was like, But then, 1 second, talk about Nearly There. To work their magic, allow your heart space to open, allow your soul to surface, trust that this moment is all you need. Find a son, snuggle with a loved one, read, enjoy. We can have a whole podcast, a whole season on just those two little entries.
Well, do you know that?
Because I tried to rush this, actually. I was trying to read this. Like, go.
Do you know that first entry was actually written, I feel like that is pretty much, that's been birthed through the Creative Spirits podcast, right? Like, no, we will rise and we will give, but it won't be at our own detriment, and we will give open-heartedly, but we will take a moment not to be wounded. I mean, that's all that what we sort of chew the fat around every week, isn't it? That, like, and then the true nugget of wisdom, which is what Ramblings to an Awakened Healer is all about, is coming back into the moment. Come back into the moment, back into the moment, which is all we have right now. So to turn the page and then read, take your time to turn the pages. It's just reminding us of the power of the present moment and the power that, you know, it's actually not ignorant to come into the present moment. It's actually where the true magic lives. And I promise you, you'll get things done like writing books, raising your family, paying the bills through being present in the moment. And it's as easy and as difficult as that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we have a whole podcast on those, on just snippets.
Well, this is just it. This is what was so magic for me when I was reading this as well, because, of course, I keep talking about this all the time. You know, it's all I talk about. But it's also very easy to get swept up in everyone else's emotions and everyone else's needs, and also into thinking that, oh, I believe this. So, like, in my case, you know, I believe I want my books out there and I want people to learn from them and I want to be supportive and be supported in that. And then you start getting into your head, okay, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. And then whatever reason you can't do it at that moment, and you start getting angry either at yourself, oh, look, I'm falling back into old sabotaging behaviors, or you're getting upset, oh, my kids need me all the time, I can't even get, you know, 10 pages written, or, you know, whatever happens, life happens, and you get so frustrated. Whereas if you just step back and take that moment, and there's a great poem in here too about finding the calm in the teacup, which I also really love, the finding your peace there. But to do that, to step back and be like, wait, why am I getting upset? I'm getting upset so I can have a life that I love with the children I love, surrounded by people I love. Why am I denying myself that right now? Why am I cutting that off at this moment because I'm trying to create it for some future me, which I don't even have control over? And I have control over this very moment. I can step back and be like, I'm letting go of the crazy, I'm letting go of the expectations, and I'm just going to come into the now and enjoy this moment. And that's what I really loved about this, and this reminder with the poems of, they are balm for your soul. They really are. It's really much when you're all wrapped up, just to grab the book and open up a poem and be like, like a card reading. That's how I feel about this book right now. Oh. I feel like instead of pulling a card, I'll open up a poem and be like, yes, that's what I needed right now.
Oh, that is so exactly what my desire is. And this is so wonderful. I'm really treating myself to, one, let the words and let my beautiful Sherry read those words and let it soak in that I wrote those words and I've published those words, and what a treat. But also that, yes, you can just flick them open. Same with Monk and Gypsy, but with this one especially, I just opened to one of my favorite names. Well, they're all my favorite, you know, they're like little kids, but to flick and just open and go, this is the one for me. I do hope that they can be used as a daily oracle, daily mindful moments to help bring us into the moment. Yeah.
And I mean, now we're going to jump around a little bit, but because you held up the book again, it reminded me, I want to get to the cover before I forget about it. Tell us about the cover and the wonderfulness of the story behind that cover, because that alone is also coming into the moment and allowing yourself to give and receive.
100%. So during one of the rounds of Trust in You, Trust in Soul, one of my beautiful Trust in You, Trust in Soul participants, we just released Gypsy, and I said, as I always do, like one thing is birthed. I'm trying to really slow down with this, but one thing's birthed and then the next thing's, you know, already on the back burner. Or in Gypsy's state, in Gypsy's place, really, I was like, I have to get Gypsy done because Ramblings wants to be put out there. So I was talking about the next book's going to be called Ramblings to Awaken Healer. And she said, I'm trusting in Soul and just sending you this sketch. I feel like your cover will look something like this. And I wrote back, I was so blown away by the little sketch of my, you know, my forehead and glasses, and then this rainbow bursting out of my third eye, joined by moons, like all things Kate Dunnell. And I just wrote back immediately and said, yes, will you be my cover artist? And she was like, what? Pardon? And I was like, well, I'm trusting in spirit and trusting that you've been sent to me and that you're a gift to me. And I know that this is a gift for you to give you a platform to create on and to really come out and say that you are an artist, which Sarah Pardon is an amazing artist, and you can find all her work in all sorts of beautiful places, and we'll make sure we add a link to her Instagram page, Serendipity Jane, I'm pretty sure it is. But it was very serendipitous that Sarah has come into my life as a Gumboots beauty and also as in her own right as an artist. And so then we talked a beautiful exchange, and we spoke about time frames and allowing it all to be spirit led. And something within me just said that this book was going to be ready to be shared by the end of April. We're coming up middle May now, and it's about a week away from being shared with the world. But pre-orders are available at gumbootsbytheseed.com. But Sarah, like when she sent me the artwork and I just was happy with the sketch. So when she sent me this artwork, and for the YouTube viewers or our podcast listeners, I'm showing it now. When she sent me the actual artwork, I was so blown away. And again, so grounded in that this is the product of trust. And this is the product of trusting and believing in the moment. And that when you just say yes from heart space, like I didn't say yes to Sarah because I thought I'll just say yes because I don't want to tell her I don't like it or anything like that. I genuinely loved the artwork. So I genuinely was, one little moment, Lulu, I was genuinely able to say yes. Can we watch Horrid Henry, Lucy Darnell? Okay, off you go. Eden and Lucy are cashing in on being home alone with me, and they've just asked me if they can watch a show that is very limited to their repertoire of shows, Horrid Henry. It drives Silas and I bonkers. But see that? I just said yes.
I
trusted that they can have that Netflix moment while Mummy's doing this recording. All the ironies. But, I could have – it came from my heart space. The sketch took my breath away, so I said, Sarah, please be my artist. And now it's given Sarah this beautiful platform, It's giving my book so much attention and love because it is a truly breathtaking cover. And let's face it, people do judge books by their covers. We're told not to, but we all do it.
Yes. Yep.
We all do it.
Exactly.
And she's just done an absolutely amazing job. So much so that we're talking about redesigning the covers for Gypsy and Monk. Like, to have, because this is a part of a healing trilogy, to have the whole,
you know what?
As a powerful collection. Why not?
It just, my two cents though, don't redo Gypsy. Gypsy is too perfect.
It's so funny you should say that because this morning when I woke up and Sarah's done a sketch for Monk and I was like, I think I need to say Gypsy's good. Yeah, I woke up thinking Gypsy's good. Gypsy's good. That hair, that story.
Gypsy's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny. That's,
it is just.
Yeah, she's
pretty. Yeah, no, Spirit said Gypsy. That's what Gypsy's cover is.
It's true.
Yeah, it's done.
It's true. That, you're not the first person to say that, beautiful Sherry. Recorded here live on the Creative Spirits podcast, Gypsy shall stay. But Monk, I think Monk and Rambling to have a Sarah Pardon artwork on either side of the Gypsy hair. Ooh, yeah. Like
which is that. Perfect. Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. I can't wait. Sarah will probably hear that via the podcast because she is one of our regular listeners. All this shout out.
Love it.
But yes, Ramblings. So I don't think Ramblings could be here without that element of trust and without me saying yes from heart space and saying yes when it feels good and right to do so. And you know, that's the perfect reminder to our listeners. Healthy boundaries give you the space to do that. It's safe to say no to as many times as you need to. It's also when something lights you up and something comes from heart space, it's safe to not overthink that as well and to just say yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Although, can I read one more thing?
Yes. Talking about
like overthinking and whatnot. Yes. Undertones was the one I wanted to read. Oh, yeah. Do you remember Undertones is a
nerdy one.
I love that one. So I'll just read it quickly and then we can talk about that because I think you guys, because I'm sure Kate knows what I'm talking about, but there are readers probably not at this point. So Undertones of Buddhism, the fear that sends you to hell, that witch that spoke only of love, compassion, kindness, such hatred, such judgment, such sadness, such truth in a story unknown, untold, narrow-minded views and opinions, keeping us all so small, keeping us all so small. I send more love. I'm sorry that they are so scared. I'm sorry that they can't see that all I am and desire to be is love.
All I am and desire to be is love.
But after being attacked, that's what I love so much about that, because I think this is something that even when we talk about cageology and the cages and everything else, you need to go through that attack. You need to go through that people not understanding and being afraid and trying to tear you apart when all you want to do is just be yourself and love yourself and be confident and show up at who you are in the world. And it's not easy and it's never going to be easy. In fact, it's as simple as easy as that, you know, like as hard as that, of showing up and being who you are. So I really love that poem. You want to talk about it?
Oh.
Like what made you write it and what were you thinking? And
about 12 months ago, I was doing some meditation mindfulness for senior students who were about to go through their senior, in Australia it's called the HSC exams, like their higher school certificate exams. And that as a previous high school teacher, that's a really easy offering that I can give the general community. However, it was open to public and I had a lot of kids come from a local Christian school, and my work has undertones of Buddhism in it. It is very heart-centered, very loving, very of the moment. And while I didn't directly quote any spirituality per se or reference any single religion, just the fact that we're talking about the present moment and love, meant that there were some complaints about my offerings in a public space, saying that there was undertones of Buddhism and that I need to keep it accessible for all, which blew the coordinator and my own mind, because we're like, huh? No, but now I'm being
Buddhism
judged.
Buddhism is kind of acceptable to all. There's no point to Buddhism.
Also, I didn't once say that, you know, I'm not Buddhist. I did not once say you needed
you to conform to be a anything. Buddhist and...
You know, technically, I was raised Anglican. I was raised religious. Anyway, so my mind was a little bit bombarded, because then some girls didn't return and some other friends did. And some certain friends were like, oh, like your work is of the devil. Like, they view that your work is of the devil. And, quote, you know, that working with you and your witchy ways will send you to hell. So that poem was channeled out of the emotion of being, I could have felt quite victimized, quite judged, but instead I was like, I feel so sad for them that they're missing out on these beautiful mindfulness and meditation and calming skills that, you know, are not conforming to any one religion or any one spiritual entity. I wasn't even bringing spirituality into the, because I was very mindful that we're in a public space.
And let's face it, Jesus was Buddhist. I know technically he was Jewish, but, you know, his heart was Buddhist.
Jesus was Jesus.
Well, actually, I really loved when I was in Japan. He was Jewish and Buddhist. I loved about this about Japan that I can't remember exactly, but it was like the percentage of the different people who were at like what religion, like something like 60% said they were Buddhist, and like 40% said they were Shinto, which is a type of religion specialized in Japan, and like another 30 or 40% said that they were Christian. But the numbers added up to be more than 100. Because people were like, yeah, I'm Buddhist. Yeah, and I'm Shinto too. And yeah, I mostly believe in Christianity. You know? And I love that. I thought that was fabulous that they were like, yeah, these all kind of, you know, there's a Venn diagram and this is where they all overlap and that's where I am. You know? And I really love that.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem with religion today. But it's a different podcast. But, you know, believing that there's only one way to love.
It's a different podcast, but it's also right now in this moment needs to be spoken about, because the irony that I was then being judged and these people, these beautiful souls, were missing out on relaxation and mindfulness techniques to help them succeed in life, because I was a witch that could send them to hell, which is just hilarious, because, you know, Gypsy was all about me releasing that need to people please, because I've spent 35 years going out of my way to be kind, which is, you know, the opening poem, you know, she will rise and she will love, but not to her own detriment. You know, I'd been the person that had, you know, balanced on a tightrope between being myself, but keeping everyone, keeping the peace. I hadn't broken out of the cage. So to write that poem was a big F you world. How dare anyone tell me that my work is of the devil? One moment, Edie, I'll tell you just a moment, okay? We're still recording. If you come here, I'll write it down for you. But then I realized too, no, a true awakened healer will send love. A true awakened healer will be love. I don't think, Edie, you will find that on Netflix, but
I'll try.
You try. She's searching for Bluey. It's in a great Australian show. If you haven't watched it, it's the Australian version of Peppa.
I don't know this. Dogs,
and it's amazing. And you need to watch it, Cherry.
Okay.
Anyone listening, shout out if you've watched Bluey. It actually had Silas in tears of laughter. It's a great kids show. Anyway, where was I? That's right. F you. No, but I channeled that energy. I send love. I send more love. I send love. I send love. I send love. Because love is the only thing that's going to truly change the world. And there's no point in me getting all riled up, because then they are right. If I'm like, F you, I'll show you hell. Well, that's just sending a negative energy out into the world. And there's already enough negative energy out in the world. There's already people sitting around their dinner table genuinely thinking. That's the letter U, darling. You.
And where does it stop in that sense? You know what I mean, too? Yeah. So, like, if you get angry and then the other people get angry and then you get angry that they got angry.
Yeah.
Angry and they're angry that you're angry, and it's just a downward spiral of anger. Yeah. No one's ever going to win there.
Yeah.
I'm better than you. And wait, no, I'm better than you.
And really, I wasn't really even that mad. I remember going and meeting friends for dinner after that session, and I said, oh, guys, I got a complaint that my sessions had undertones of Buddhism. And I remember actually buying a beer and doing a cheers to Undertones of Buddhism, because if that's how I'm ruffling feathers, if I'm ruffling feathers because there's undertones of Buddhism in my work, I am doing something so right, you know, and that's fine by me. Exactly. Be judgment, but if we send more love, and there's actually a poem in Ramblings where I thank the wounded one. I'm like, thank you, wounded one, for leading the way, because the lessons we receive from the wounded, the people who will choose to victimize, will choose to bully, will choose to judge or segregate, the lessons we can get from that to have more love and be more love is just wow. And that's what Ramblings is about. More love.
Perfect for next season, hey?
Yes, next season. Sherry and Kate are the butterflies. Watch out.
Yes.
Watch out, world. The butterfly series.
Exactly.
Can't wait. So I feel like the kids are going to start. They're like, okay, mum, you've had your recording time. So how do we wrap this up, my love? Ramblings to an awakened healer.
Yeah, you know what? I really think, like I said, there's all kinds of stuff here that we're going to be touching on anyway next season, because it's all just perfection in terms of the realness, the rawness, but also how to deal with it. And that's what I really loved about the book, too. It wasn't just like, wait, now have a path, and it's okay to walk this, and people don't have to understand me. And if they don't understand me, then I just send them love and I keep on going. Like, I don't need to try to convince them either. I just send them love and move on.
And I think remembering to have love for self too. Like, you know, what they think of me, that's not gonna knock me down, because I love me and I approve of me and I believe in me. And when we are living from true heart space and true creative space, there's only space for more love. And yeah, I send them love, I send myself love, we are love. Let's do this.
And exactly.
It is really, I think, Ramblings for me, and to sort of close that trilogy of like meeting Monk and then being a little wild, not too risque, but just being a little FU world, and then coming back to no, love wins. Love wins, this moment wins. That's where the true empowerment lies. And that's all that matters to me, really. Like, I'm having a good day, obviously. I've had a coffee and my hair's washed. So.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you're looking fabulous. I have to say, people who don't see it, you know, if you're just listening, jump on the YouTube channel.
I just flicked open. Like, I think I will be using this as a lot as an oracle. In the coming months, but I've just flicked open to one really short poem called Free. Shall we end with that?
Let's end with that. Yes, that sounds perfect.
Okay, we've got some kids' music in the background. That's great. I'm not sure if you guys can hear it. Free. Release judgments, cut ties, shift perspective, belong to love. Own your story, but remember, you are free to change it whenever you need.
That is the perfect ending, Kate.
Perfect ending.
I love it.
Thank you, Spirit. And thank you, Sherry, for reading Ramblings and talking about it with me today on our third interlude of season 4.
Wait, guys, go get it. It's available on Amazon as well, isn't it? Amazon
Lulu. It will be. We're about a week out. So by the time this comes up, I think you can still grab a pre-order. It'll be your last chance to pre-order.
Thank you for sharing an advanced copy.
Oh, my pleasure, my love, of course. Available for pre-order at gumbootsbythesea.com. Yes, Sherry has read an advanced copy. Only a handful of people have. And beautiful cover by the gorgeous Sarah Pardon. You can find more of her story at
Sarah, which we will drop down below.
Jane, we'll drop that down below. And I cannot wait to hear how people find it and how they use it as daily guidance and reminders to come into the moment and and love us now, because truly that's what an awakened heel is about, like bringing us into the moment, finding the love of the situation and just being. Ah, yes. The timing of this
is
just so perfect, because and Spirit told me end of April, and the journey I've been through personally to get here, to be like, oh no, I am an awakened healer. It has taken exactly to this moment. So what a gift. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Kate, for sharing these with the world. Like, seriously. Poetry, I think, is a little bit like standing naked in front of a crowd. And it takes a lot of guts to be able to do that. So thank you.
Geez. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's too late now. My pleasure. I love it. I love it. I always wanted to be a poet, and I am. Look at that. Who knew? Speak to you super soon. Listeners, keep an eye out, because season 5 is going to be magnificent. We're going to be talking about triggers. We are going to be talking about heart and soul-led empowerment, being the butterfly, and also embracing the sticky and the icky, breaking out of that cage. And, if you like this, if you heard it, comment, share, love. And we'll speak to you super, super soon. Love you always, Sherry.
Oh, I love you too, Kate. Bye. I love you too, listeners. Bye.
Always.